This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 27th of June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across the region today, sunny skies prevail. In Tel Aviv, it's a bright afternoon, perfect for a stroll along the beach. Jerusalem enjoys similar weather with a gentle breeze. Haifa sees clear skies as well. Tonight, expect mild temperatures, making it pleasant for evening activities. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Times of Israel, U.S. forces launched strikes in Iran earlier today following an attack on a cargo ship. The Revolutionary Guards threatened retaliation, with U.S. officials urging Tehran to communicate directly. Also, a new poll reported by the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour shows most Israelis support hardline security policies towards Lebanon, Iran, and the Palestinians. This reflects a broad consensus on the perceived threat from Hezbollah. Also, this hour, the JNS reports that the U.S. military targeted Iranian missile, drone, and radar facilities earlier today. This came after an attack on a commercial vessel in the Strait of Hormuz. Separately, I-24 News reports that Israel-Lebanon talks have been extended. The discussions on IDF withdrawal remain unresolved, and parties will reconvene in Washington on Thursday. And finally, in earlier reporting, tensions escalate in Beirut as Hezbollah supporters riot over the Israel-Lebanon framework deal. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ynet Global is reporting just minutes ago that Hezbollah supporters are rioting in Beirut. They clashed with Lebanese security forces after the announcement of a U.S.-brokered agreement between Israel and Lebanon. Jonathan Shanzer, a Middle East analyst, posted earlier today expressing surprise at the U.S. military's response to the Iranian attack. He commended the action as a necessary step. Ihab Hassan, a pro-Hamas activist, posted just now questioning the motives of Hamas supporters living in Europe. He criticized them for enjoying democratic freedoms while advocating for extreme measures against Palestinians. Let's go deeper. Starting with the U.S. military actions in Iran, the Times of Israel reports that the strikes followed a drone attack on a commercial vessel. This move targets Iranian military capabilities, including missile and radar sites. The U.S. has warned Iran that any violence will be met with force. This escalation raises concerns about stability in the Strait of Hormuz, a vital shipping route. Turning to Israeli public opinion, the Jerusalem Post reveals that a majority of Israelis back strong security measures against regional threats. This survey highlights a prevailing view that decisive action against Hezbollah is necessary, even if it risks broader conflict. The sentiment underscores the pressure on Israeli leaders to maintain a tough stance on security. Meanwhile, the JNS notes that the recent U.S. strikes on Iranian facilities come hours after the attack on a cargo ship. CENTCOM confirmed the targets were related to missile capabilities. This development signals heightened tensions between the U.S. and Iran, impacting regional security dynamics. And on the diplomatic front, Israel-Lebanon talks continue. I-24 News reports that discussions on IDF withdrawal are ongoing without a finalized deal. Both parties will meet again in Washington. These talks are crucial in managing border tensions and ensuring a peaceful resolution. Finally, unrest in Beirut as Hezbollah supporters react to the framework deal. The rioting underscores the deep divisions within Lebanon regarding the agreement with Israel. This situation complicates efforts to achieve lasting peace in the region. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reports that Taylor Brands, an Israeli-founded platform, is turning AI-driven job disruptions into opportunities. They assist freelancers and creators with business registration and compliance, fostering a new wave of startups. Separately, according to Globes, Mayor Kleiner of Ondas Autonomous Systems emphasized the need for integrated solutions in the defense sector. he spoke at a conference highlighting innovation as key to advancing defense capabilities. And finally, CTEC reports widespread outages on the social network X. Users across the US, UK, and India experience disruptions. This impacts global communication, including business operations reliant on social media. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 6 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.